This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
Weekend sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
Well, good morning, Derek.
What's up, man?
Said that a lot in Nashville.
I'm sure you did.
What a weekend down in Nashville. You spent a lot of money down there. Not going to lie to you.
I could have advised you on that one.
But it was fun. Did a little birthday party down in Nashville. Had a good time. And let me tell you what stinks. Illinois not playing in football. Because Saturday, all the guys went to Broadway, and we hit a bar there. More than one.
I would say just one?
Just a few. And while we were there, though, I just kept thinking to myself, if I had an Illinois football game to watch, this would be 10 times better. Now, I was watching Michigan, Michigan State, watching Indiana, Penn State. I was watching all of that, and that was fine. That was fun. But I'm like, this bye week, when your team is relevant, really stinks, even though I think it came at a good time for Illinois.
Yeah, I'm sure it did when you got trying to get guys healthy with Wally, and we'll talk to Isaac about that coming up. But yeah, that can be a fun time to watch some football, and I'm sure you also had Auburn and Georgia on the TV
as
well.
Yes, we did.
That was probably a big deal down there.
Yeah, well, isn't that funny? All the South, you know, you're getting a little bit closer south now, obviously, a little bit closer. You're 5 hours south. You're in the South.
I hope the Music City meeting went well. We got to dive into that.
Yeah, and they told me not to say much, but yeah, I put in a great word for Illinois.
I'm sure you did.
And they basically essentially just told me, they just said, hey, here's the scoop. If you just can win against Iowa and Northwestern, you're a shoo-in if the bigger bowls don't take you. So that's kind of the plan. Is that fair?
Yeah. Did you talk any, like, event insurance or anything like that? Because, you know, Illinois fans not used to going to a bowl. They might get a little reckless.
That is a good point.
All right, I'll cover this.
Right, right.
But just sneak us in there.
Not the bar tab, unfortunately. Yeah. We're not going to cover the bar tab. All right, we've got a lot to do. We've got, of course, Isaac Trotter. He is in with us today. We're going to visit with him about Illinois football. Of course, a bye week, so we'll kind of look ahead. We'll look ahead at Iowa. I actually printed off the last time Illinois won at Iowa was 1999, and I printed off. I was there. I was there for WAND. That's when Neil Rackers had 4 field goals. He caught a touchdown pass from Steve Fitz. You remember the punter?
And I don't.
Kirk Kittner, Brandon Lloyd, Rocky Harvey led him in rushing. So I printed that off, and we can talk a little bit about that, but it was a fun game to cover. Of course, Iowa's got the pink locker room for the visitors, so pretty cool. So we're going to do that, and we're going to talk to Ben from the U of I Meet sales room here in a second. But first, we have some tickets to give away thanks to Game Day Spirit, and that is for tonight's game. And not only 2 tickets, but also a parking pass, which is huge.
Crucial.
That saves you a lot of money, and it saves you a lot, not that it's that expensive. It's like $9 or whatever, I think.
It's a little chilly out, though.
But it's chilly, and you can get right next to State Farm Center. So here's the scoop. They have the tickets at Game Day Spirit. So we're going to have you text in right now at 359-2255. Just text in the word Hawaii. Text in the word Hawaii. We're going to take the 20th texter. We will get a hold of you and tell you what you need to do to get your tickets for this game tonight. But we need to get that done now so that people can plan to get to the game. You can get the tickets, et cetera. So, again, 359-2255. Text in Hawaii, and we will pick the winner for tonight's game against Hawaii. I think we're going to do this again on Wednesday. So Game Day Spirit's coming through with some tickets here for Illinois and Hawaii. Are you excited about tonight's game?
Yeah, ready to see the team play, see what adjustments they made after Arizona. And
yeah.
Hawaii's a team that can shoot the three for sure.
Yes, doesn't it feel like they haven't played in like 2 months?
Yeah.
After that first initial onslaught of games, it's like, oh, wait a minute. That's right, basketball season's underway. It almost feels like tonight's the start.
Oh, there's 4 games in 8 days starting tonight.
Yeah, we're going to get almost, well, you're not going to get tired of it. We can have a game every night and we'd be fine with that, especially if they're winning. And these 4 games in 8 days should be 4 games that hopefully they came out 4-0 on. And to the point where you're what? You'd be 6-1?
The lead up for the Big Ten ACC Challenge and then 2 early Big Ten games.
Okay.
Maryland and Michigan coming in.
Ooh, that's going to start you in a minute, in a hurry. All right. Let's talk to Ben from the U of I Meat Sales Room. Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm a little cold, but doing pretty good.
You are set up outside in a different location, but still in our parking lot. And today you got me all fired up again because I'm like, Ben, what by chance, what are we making today? You told me via text. I got excited. What are we making today?
We're making some thin cut butterfly pork chop sandwiches.
Okay. Yeah. I'm fine with that. Then next Tuesday or this coming Tuesday, well, it'll be
a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow. Yep. I'm sorry. I didn't say that right. You're going to be back because we've got a makeup. We missed one of these because of a Cardinals baseball playoff game.
Yep.
So you're going to be back in less than or basically a little bit more than a week, of course, a week from tomorrow. But today, butterfly pork chops, U of I Meat Sales Room, what we've done all year is basically showcase, Ben, what you guys are able to produce. And essentially, it's anything you need for a tailgate. Pork chops, just another example.
Yep. So this week, we will be the last week we're open before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
So for the next week's Northwestern game, make sure you guys come in this week to buy some stuff. So we'll have some. I just made some fresh brats today.
Ooh.
So we'll have those in our fresh case. We'll have a lot of pork chops, steaks.
Mm.
Yeah. And if you want to go crazy, since it might be a little cold, you can get a roast, too. So.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be bad. Put it in the crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
Make it right there at the game for the tailgate.
Yep.
Now, butterfly pork chops, we're going to have a sandwich today. Do you do anything extra special with yours, or what are we going to be eating today?
So today I brought some seasoning from home, my favorite seasoning. It's from a place I used to work back in Galesburg, a small butcher shop called Threshwood Farms. It's their own personal seasoning. I love it on everything.
And see, I'm going to like this a ton, and then I'm going to be like, no, I can't get it.
I think you can probably go on the internet and get it if you need it.
there's a will, there's a way, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But go ahead.
So I'll just put them on the grill. I'm going to probably do some indirect and some direct heat and just kind of switch them up as I go. And since these are thinner and they're a little bit more difficult to get a thermometer into, I can still check the temperature that way, cook it to about 145. But another easy way to check it is if you think about when you butterfly a chop, you come down the middle almost all the way to the bottom. And then you flip it over, and right where it folds up, you can kind of see the inside.
Okay.
So you'll be able to see if it's still pink or not. And that's a good way to determine if it's done or not.
Now, Derek, I'm not sure if you're the same way. I always overdo my butterfly pork chops, and I think a lot of it is because they're so thin.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you stop from doing that?
If you're ever worried about overcooking, just throw them on the indirect heat and let them kind of cook slowly, and then finish them off over direct heat to get a little bit of searing on them. And call them good.
Gosh, I love the searing.
Now, you guys have had great deals all season long. Lon is still buying the breakfast sausage.
Anytime I get a chance. In fact, I forgot. I got to have you bring that Tuesday. Another box plenty. Of those.
The brats, all great deals. So what we got going with the pork chops?
So we have some packages today that have about 4 thin cuts per package for $5.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
$5. Are you just handing these out? I mean, what?
Well, pork loins aren't. Exactly the most expensive cut.
Okay.
So we're able to get away with kind of selling for a little bit cheaper.
That's
so
perfect.
Belly is the most expensive cut on a pig.
Okay.
So.
And 4 in a package, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, feed a family of 4, or if you're like me, you could eat 4 of them if you needed. Or just grill them all up, then you got them all week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty healthy food, so why not have that ready to roll? So, okay, so we're going to be doing that today. You're going to be outside. If anybody wants to swing by, we've got about 20 pork chops that you're going to be making. So swing on by the studios, and you get a chance to get a free pork chop until they run out, essentially.
Yep. Yep.
And we all have to have one in here, too. So,
and bring a 5 to take 4 home with you.
At least. Or bring a 20
exactly.
And take 4 packages. That'd be awesome. That's the way to do it. But once again, Ben, the U of I Meat Sales Room, give us the address. And again, they need to hit that this week.
Yep.
Because you guys are going to be closed next week.
That is exact. Yep. So we're located at 1503 South Maryland Drive. in Urbana. So if you're heading east from the Memorial Stadium, right as soon as you pass the cemetery, we're right on the north side of the road. And, yeah, we'll have some hams available this week if you need some hams for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
We'll have boneless, bone-in, so half and holes.
That's a great idea. Jerky?
I don't know if I have any jerky left.
No worries. It's Thanksgiving. You need to eat something else.
And then we'll, it's good.
Yeah, be around Christmas time is when we'll get the jerky for some stocking stuff.
What a perfect gift for that. And what a perfect gift for the – do you guys do gift certificates and such?
We do.
Yep. Okay. That's a good idea for somebody that wants to give a gift certificate to someone and put it in the stocking or whatever. Give them, you know, $100 to the U of I Meat sales room. You could fill up a freezer pretty well with that.
Yeah, it's a gift that keeps on giving.
That would be totally sweet. All right, Ben, we will look forward to seeing you next because that means you will have food.
Absolutely.
You're the man. All right, thank you. That is Ben Peterson from the U of I Meat sales room. Make sure, again, to hit them this week because they will be closed as kind of the university, kind of go with the university. They'll be closed next week on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving week. And the U of I Meat sales room, Derek, help me remember. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 5.
Yep.
And Fridays from 8 a.m.
to 1.
Okay, so that's how you can hit the U of I Meat sales room. A gift certificate, that sounds like a good idea. I mean,
that was a good thought.
If you got somebody in your family that loves to cook, loves to grill during the winter, why not just give them $100 or 50 or whatever, 25? You can go and purchase a lot of stuff.
Go nuts.
And then your freezer is ready to roll. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. Isaac Trotter will take Ben's spot in here, and we'll start talking Illinois football leading up to Iowa. It is a big week to lead up and get us ready for that game. Iowa, of course, did some damage this weekend, upsetting or knocking off. I don't know if it was an upset. They were a 3-point
favorite. Technically the favorites.
Yeah, and they won 24-21? No, they won by... Was it
24-19 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Okay, I think they won by 4. So Iowa gets it done, so they're going to be feeling good as you go to their house. But we'll talk to Isaac Trotter, and Derek and I will do that. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll get more in tune with Illinois and Hawaii. Basketball resumes tonight at State Farm Center. Derek Piper will be there. If you're not able to get to the game, tonight's game is one of those rare early season TV games on ESPNU starting at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
So chance to check that out tonight if you're not able to make it down. All right, we will pick our winner for the game day spirit tickets. We'll do that next. We'll announce that next. And we'll bring Isaac Trotter in to chat Illinois football. You can always find us on tons of different platforms. I always tell you about the Twitter. Just search at the Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on a lot of platforms, too. That's iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at espnnews.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or the Drive 93.5.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Or even...
Awesome.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 HRV from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers. Hurry into your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 CR-V from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your locally owned Ashley Home Store and Sleep Shop. We're offering our Black Friday steals early. Save up to 50% off, plus shop our Black Friday doorbusters, like mattresses starting at $99, sofas for $279, queen panel beds starting at $199, and five-piece dining sets starting at $299. Plus, enjoy next-day delivery 7 days a week, or get the styles you love with no interest for 6 whole years with no minimum purchase. Ashley Home Store's Black Friday sale is going on now at your locally owned Ashley Home Store. This is home. Located at 602 West Anthony Drive, Champaign.
Minutemen Press Service has a slogan. We design, print, and promote you. As you visit the website, CUprinting.com for details on all their services. Located at 905 South Neal in Champaign, they can help any business out with simple jobs, like all their office supplies with company logos on every item, to more complicated jobs, like big signs and promotional pieces. They share a swag at job fairs and conventions. Call Minuteman Press for a free quote today at 355-0500 or visit CUprinting.com.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic, Trey Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr.
Apparently, we all needed to just back off because the Rams did have a plan for Todd Gurley. Unleash him in week 11. Todd Gurley was featured last night in part out of necessity because Cooper Kupp was the only wide receiver available to them. That was their plan all along. We're going to nurse Todd Gurley along throughout the entire year, and then week 11 against the Bears, unleash the hounds.
It turned into a running game. 34 rushes against 18 passes for the Rams. Gurley gains just under 100 yards, 97 yards. This was their plan all along. To run and to run a lot and to continue to run. And the Rams, even though it was an ugly win, it doesn't matter in the NFL like it does in college, and they still find themselves now at, 6-4, one game out of the wild card.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Pros, start with Lowe's for Black Friday deals to save on the brands you trust that do the job right. Stop in today and get your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max cordless brushless drill or a DeWalt 2-pack of 20-volt power tool batteries, each just $99. And pick up a Passload angled 3.5-inch 30-degree cordless framing nailer for $100 less, now just $299. Whatever's on your wish list or gift list this Black Friday, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 11/21 through 11/27, U.S. only.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secure.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah, sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA-powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Mass.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Hi, it's Stevie J.
Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, Lonte, Derek Piper, Isaac Trotter in studio. We have a full house, Trevor Valise here as well. Alec is here, Alec Bussey. We will get through a lot today. I'm going to, maybe the last segment this hour, we'll talk about the Bears. Isaacs like, do we have to?
Is that when I'm leaving early?
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. Piper's out of here. You know, Derek's like, I don't know if I need to leave that early. And then all of a sudden, I got to leave early. I got to leave early for the Illinois game. Illinois, Hawaii tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll talk all about that next hour. We can touch on that as well this hour. But we want to focus in on Illinois football today. Lovie Smoke to the press, to the media. Isaac, you were there. Anything stand out? I guess for me, the biggest question I would have with the off week, with the bye week, is everybody getting healthy that we need to get healthy?
Yeah, I mean, Lovie's not going to really crank out a bunch of information for us concerning injuries. It's never really been that way. He did say, though, that these guys are continuing to get better. It seems like Wale Batiku has continued to improve. It seems like Jake Hansen has continued to improve, so you like the status of that. As of right now, I don't think there are any other players who are out for the rest of the season. I mean, Ricky Smalling's out for the rest of the year. Trayvon Sidney's out for the rest of the year. But other than that, it seems like these guys could be coming back relatively soon. Now, these are up in the air, but for reference, Wale Batiku last played against Wisconsin with an ankle injury. We're looking at over a month now that he's been out. That's a long time for an ankle injury, so I think he's got to be getting close.
And he'd be fresh. I mean, depending on, obviously, you got to get that in that game day shape, if you will. But so an ankle for him, do we know what is wrong with Hansen?
We have not had it put out publicly what's wrong with it.
Okay.
If we're not really sure. It could be a shoulder, could be back, something like that. We've heard multiple different things, but nothing on the record from Lovie of what it is. It seems like it could have been something that snuck up on him for a little bit a while, maybe something he's dealing with.
Okay.
So hopefully with the bye week, it came at a perfect time. So it'd be Michigan State, he's off, bye week.
Right.
And now heading into Iowa, that gives you almost 3 weeks now to get back. I'll do a lot of treatment. You know he's going to be doing a lot of treatment. And he posted on Instagram a story or a picture about him in a uniform again. So, I mean, I don't want to read into it too much, but usually that's a decent sign.
Maybe he got to the Mettler Center, Derek.
Maybe he
got healed up.
His spot for consultation.
Yes, it is. It wouldn't
that
be
maybe
funny,
Jake. Maybe he's on the Ghost Fever. Be smart. That'd be smart.
Good idea.
Any other points of emphasis during the bye week other than get healthy? Obviously, when you've won four in a row first time since 2001, you maybe just say, let's do what we keep doing.
Amen.
Yeah, no, I think that they just wanted to really get these guys fresh again. We talked to Dale Harding afterward, and he talked about how his body after a game feels like he got in a car accident.
Mm.
And so it's so important after 10 games. They've played 10 games in the last 11 weeks because they did have that one bye week. But now they really want to utilize the second bye week that you get this week. And they didn't do a lot last week at practice. They did a lot of shorts and T-shirts, just hanging out, walking through some things. And I don't mind that.
Nope.
They got the coaches out on the recruiting trail, and you got stuff to sell, and it's time to go say some things and showcase what you're doing. So I think that's really important. And it got some of these guys to be able to refresh and hit the button, the refresh button a little bit. And, you know, you see certain people go, well, they're going to lose maybe the mojo or the vibe that they're going. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with that because you got momentum. You got four wins in a row. This hasn't happened in a while. You just go out and play. Although I will say this, Josh Imaterbebe talked with the media today, and he said tomorrow's practice is going to be really important because we got to lock in and get right back in that after a week where you kind of take things easier. Tomorrow's practice is going to be tough. You got to get locked in and get ready to roll because Iowa is not going to be having any sympathy for you, and they're certainly not overlooking you at all.
No.
We're going to really dive into this Iowa game here in a second, but you mentioned recruiting. I've been curious. From what you've heard, I know you talked to recruits and obviously people around this program. How much has the four-game winning streak resonated or shifted things on that front? It's really changed a lot. I think what you're seeing now is that for so long, Illinois didn't have the facilities like other people did. Josh Whitman changed that with a great donation, right? And for so long, they didn't have the football, you know, talent on the field, maybe the showcasing that on the field wasn't where it needed to be. And now you're starting to see the talent level of Illinois is much improved. And now you're seeing how Illinois is not in the cellar of the Big Ten anymore. In fact, what is it? Today, November 18th, there is still a path for Illinois to win the Big Ten West.
That's crazy.
That's just absurd. So you've seen that Illinois has made that jump into a middle-tier Big Ten team. Now, they haven't proven anything yet, but they've certainly taken some steps forward. And when you go out on the recruiting trail, now you have the facilities, now you have a better product on the field, and now all of these relationships that you've made for so long can really start to pay off. And I think that you're seeing in St. Louis, you had a really good relationship there, and now you're seeing guys go, yeah, now I'm all in on this. And you had guys buy into you before when you're bad.
Right.
Now what can you do when you're good? That can really change things. And the big one that I'm really interested about is how the success of these graduate transfers this year will translate into the future classes, because there are going to be plenty of guys who are going to be, you know, kicked off for their teams or not playing well or sitting behind the bench, and they can look at Illinois and go, Josh Amaterbebe had two catches at USC. Now he's tied for the Big Ten in touchdowns. Mm. Brandon Peters was benched at Michigan. Now he's thrown for 16 touchdowns in a single season. Richie Pettibon couldn't crack the starting lineup at Alabama. Now he starts every single game at right guard for Illinois. Trayvon Sidney, Milo Eifler, all of these different things. Those success of those graduate transfers. I mean, think about where Illinois football would be without those guys this year.
Right.
I mean, where would you be?
No, you'd be in trouble.
It'd be horrible. So now that type of sell can help you moving forward.
And I think that's going to happen in the future, right, Derek? I mean, you've got guys like, let's take Richie Pettibon, a guy that decided he was, you know, not decided, he knew he was good enough to go to Alabama and hopefully play. Well, it didn't work out that way. Now, all of a sudden, as a fifth-year guy, he's like, I want to play. I don't want to just be here at Alabama. I want to play. I want to show scouts. And even if it's not a chance to play in the NFL, it's just a chance to play. I mean, we were all athletes at one point, whatever level. You don't want to sit on the bench, right? You want to play. And I could see that happening more often, Derek, and especially – so what I mean, I think that's obvious, right? You could see that happening more often. But when it works like it's worked this year in Illinois,
yeah,
to Isaac's point, I think you could really use this as a weapon in the next few years.
Absolutely. And we've already talked during the bye week, you know, the different needs that this team might have. Losing Jamal Mullane, the defensive line is going to be huge. Maybe you're able to do that this offseason, is pluck a defensive tackle that's a grad transfer. The running back situation is still up in there. Will Dre Brown come back for a 6-year? That is maybe something we can talk about, too.
Oh, boy, that'd be awesome.
But, yeah, absolutely. There's going to be different needs. And to not only have guys come in and produce, I mean, Bebe to lead the Big Ten and Big Ten touchdowns receiving is crazy. And also to do it winning.
Yes.
It's different than Rutgers and being a stats guy at Rutgers.
Yes.
But to, you know, be a bowl team means a lot, too.
And Milo. You know, we forget about Milo transferring from Washington. Had to sit out a year.
Yeah.
But now he's going to have a chance to play 2 years and be very impactful.
Or even Trayvon Sidney, too. I know that he's hurt, but he started a bunch of games early and had a bunch of catches, too, and showcased a little bit of the player he could be. So I think that the graduate transfer market will be really interesting how this coaching staff moves on with it. But when you look at just high school recruiting right now, they've done a lot better job in Florida now. And that was a state that did them really well in those first two classes. I mean, think about it. Daniel Barker has been a really nice piece for you out of Florida. You've gotten Quan Martin has had a tough sophomore year, but he's still a guy that you like. So you've gotten some good Florida prospects, and I want to see them get back down there a little bit, and they've done well there. They've gotten to trending a little bit better with some guys down there. So I think what you're starting to see is everything's coming together, and now it feels like this year is a good year, and at the same time, we know that next year's team is the best football team. Like that's the team.
Yep.
Bubby will tell you 2020 is the team because you have all of these seniors now. But those guys are going to be gone, and you've got to capitalize in recruiting in the next two classes. So I think a really, really strong push to end this season could be huge in setting up a huge, huge class of 2021 and for the future. So when these guys transfers, when the Nate Hobbs transfers, when the Mike Epsteins are done, when the offensive line like Palcheski and Lowe are gone, now you've built up your program where this isn't just a one-hit wonder, and now you're going back down to 3-9, 4-8.
Well, we hope, right? Sustainability. I you know, that's a great point you bring up. All right, here's the question I'm going to ask you guys, and then I'm going to give you a little chance to think about it. I'm going to ask you guys, what do you hope Illinois improved over the last 2 weeks? With the bye week leading into Iowa, what do you want Illinois to improve themselves? And then what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit on Illinois, then we'll take a break, come back, and talk about Iowa and what we expect out of Iowa this coming Saturday. So I'll start with you, Isaac. With regards to Illinois, obviously a team that had won four straight in different ways. You know, the Wisconsin win, the Purdue win in the rain. You kind of stumble your way through Rutgers for a while and then break it open with a couple of defensive touchdowns. And then, of course, the win at Michigan State, which was a miraculous comeback. You've got a team that continues to take away, continues to lead the country in turnovers, caused, in other words.
Forced turnovers.
Not your turnovers. So what do you want Isaac to see coming out of this 2 weeks, essentially, of practice? What do you want to see this Illinois team that they improved on going into Iowa and the Northwestern at home?
I really would like to see this running game explode a little bit.
Agree.
So I think that's the one, offensively, that might be the main thing. I think this passing game is starting to find itself a little bit. Brandon Peters is starting to get that mentality, that confidence. And if that's working, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? If that's going to work, throw down the field. I'm all for that. But you're still a running team at your core. And Michigan State shut you down. They held you just to 36 total rushing yards. So I'd like Illinois to really crank that out a little bit more and really start to bust a few of those. Because when this running game busts a few more, then you're seeing this offense really take a step forward. And I don't think we've seen it yet where the passing game has really clicked and the running game has really clicked quite yet. Not quite yet. And once that happens, then I think you could start to see this Illinois offense get really scary.
Yeah, of course, falling behind at Michigan State doesn't help the run game. But still, I see what you're saying. And that was kind of my thought coming in, too, that coming into this season, we thought we had a really good chance of dominating on the ground. But it's happened. Dre and Corbin have had big years, but I think it could be a touch better.
It's those big plays that haven't quite happened.
Yeah.
Those 70-yard runs, those 62-yard runs, we haven't seen as many of those. Part of that is defenses have adjusted and have put a ton of guys in the box. So I'm not saying it's because the offensive line is bad or all of these things. It's just a lot of this defense is going in there. But I wonder now that Bebe has really started to be like, yo, you're playing me in man-to-man coverage and I am abusing you. I wonder if now that that's happening, defenses might hyper-adjust a little bit, over-adjust, and go get guys out of the box a little bit more to try to take him away, which could then open the run game even a little bit more.
Derek, how about you? How about improvements?
I think you guys made great points. I'm in the passing game, though. Okay. I hope you're just building off Michigan State and establishing confidence that that's the breakout for Brandon Peters, because before that, didn't really have to do a whole lot at Purdue. Couldn't have done it because of the weather.
Right.
Rutgers wasn't really challenged. No. Wisconsin, I know he made big throws late, but still 9 for 22 in the game. If there's one thing I can bank on, Iowa's going to stack the box. Northwestern has a good front seven. I think they're going to contend pretty well against your running game. I still want to see Brandon Peters be able to make clutch throws, late in games, move the chains, to do enough to win those games.
Because you're right. When Brandon Peters is good, this Illinois offense is a whole different level.
And Rod Smith said after that Michigan State game, you know, maybe I do need to throw it to Bebe more often.
Yeah, I'm good with like 7 or 8 or 9 touches because he is a beast.
It's all about targets, right, in the NFL for your fantasy numbers. Get Bebe more targets. I'd be fine with him getting 10 looks a game for sure because guess what? He's going to come down with about 8 of them. All right, when we come back, I want to ask you guys, what are we fearing with Iowa, a team that just beat Minnesota, handed Minnesota their first loss of the season? Iowa's one of those teams that's always tough. It's never easy to play a Kinnick. Again, the last time Illinois won there, 1999, Fred Wakefield had 5 tackles. I'm trying to get Fred on this week. We can talk a little bit about that game.
Josh Whitman played.
Neil Rackers caught a touchdown pass. I mean, just crazy stuff. Mike McGee from Springfield, 10 tackles in that. Abdullah had an interception. I was looking at all that today and just laughing. Rocky Harvey ran for 95, but Iowa was only 1-8, I think, going into that game. So there's a reason maybe you won that year, and that gave Illinois, I think, to 6-4. So can they do it again? We'll talk to you guys about what Iowa is going to feature on this Saturday, or this coming Saturday. We'll do that next. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255, it is The Drive.
It was the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
It's happening. Wherever plays are being made, tickets are being sold, and fans are lining up, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner to help step up their game. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
When the temperature drops, what do? Do you stay inside or head out on an adventure? Whatever your cold weather style, Champagne Outdoors has something for you. If cozy Patagonia fleece and smart wool base layers, perfect for lounging or layering. Check out their selection of Columbia and North Face parkas that will keep you warm whether you're trekking on the trail or to class across campus. And don't forget the accessories. They carry high quality hats, gloves, merino wool socks, and more. When the cold weather hits, Champagne Outdoors has you covered. Stop by today or visit ChampagneOutdoors.com.
Dealing with car problems? At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. And if you're looking to reward your engine, start with regular oil changes. They help protect and lubricate your engine parts and keep it running smooth. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
From your home or on the road, take Busey with you. With convenient online and mobile banking services, manage your finances anytime, anywhere. Download the Busey mobile app to view balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more. Now with mobile chat, get your banking questions answered from your device whenever you want, wherever you are. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your financial needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Hey, Illini fans, we're going bowling. Coach Lovie Smith and your football team are bowl-bound for the first time since 2014. Get all your gear to show your support at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Whether you're looking for extra layers to cheer them on in person against Northwestern or just looking for a celebratory bowl T-shirt, Game Day Spirit's the store for you. Find us in Champaign or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. And go Illini!
I'm thankful for the gluten-free crust.
I'm thankful for Friday's fried chicken special.
I'm thankful for the wings and the pizza slices.
This Thanksgiving, there's a lot to be thankful for. Shane and his team at Rosati's are thankful for you, the loyal Rosati's Pizza customer. Rosati's wishes you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
At the award-winning Honda BMW, if you buy any new Honda, now until the end of the year, there'll be a brand new television and a brand new bicycle in your backseat as you drive home. That's Honda's way of saying thank you. Plus, you can receive 0% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Visit Honda BMW and ask about their new TV and bike and 0% financing for 72 months for a limited time. Honda BMW off Neela Burwash and Savoy or drivechampaign.com.
All right, it's The Drive. ESPN Radio 93.5 Latte. Derek Piper, Isaac Trotter in studio. Ben just brought in butterfly pork chops.
Very good. Very good.
I don't know what else to say. I mean,
they were so good that you didn't need barbecue on these pork chops.
No,
and they were phenomenal.
Oh, so.
If you can get four of those for $5, I might just live on those. Probably.
Well, yeah. I mean, right. $20, that gets you through a month, essentially.
Come on, man. Those are so good. I couldn't make them last a month. They'd probably go about a week and a half.
That's a good point. That is a great point. But Ben is here from the U of I Meat Sales Room. He'll join us again at 5:05. If you're swinging by the studio, come by, and if you're lucky enough, you'll get one of the pork chops, butterfly pork chops, that he is grilling right now in our parking lot. And that's 2702 South Boulder here in Urbana. And he also brought extra. You can buy four chops for $5. That's ridiculous. If I go out there and there's still some left, I'm going to start laughing because I know when you come here, you're going to at least want to spend $5 and get that. All right, boys, talking Illinois and Iowa coming up. Nate Stanley, the quarterback, he's thrown for 2,300 yards this year. Is it McKay Sargent?
Yes, but he got benched this week, so he is not going to be the starter. It is going to be Tyler Goodson who's starting at running back for Iowa. He's a really up-and-coming, dynamic, fast freshman that they really, really like. And now Ferentz has pulled the trigger and put him into the starting lineup.
82 carries, 436 yards for Goodson. What do we like about this Iowa team? I'll start with you, Isaac. What do you like about this team? And what I mean by that is not like. It's almost the opposite. What are they so good at that Illinois is going to struggle with?
First off, A.J. Epenesa is a really, really good player. I mean, think about it. He had 9 quarterback hurries last week against Minnesota. Now, granted, Minnesota's offensive line is probably their weakness of that offense. But still, 9 quarterback hurries in a single game is just absurd for one single player. So I think that he himself
changes a lot of what you do offensively. I was talking to Brandon Peters today, and I go, how do you think things through when you know you got AJ Epenesa on your coming after you? You know what I mean? Like, how does that change your mindset? And he has to speed everything up. He has to know where that guy is at all times. So I think you could see Rod Smith get a little bit creative and get Brandon out of the pocket a little bit more, like they did against Michigan State in that second half. I mean, he got out of the pocket and threw the game-winning touchdown pass. Right. He threw the conversion on 4th and 16. He threw the 83-yard touchdown pass to Emmett Torbebe. So when he gets out of the pocket, he's been good this year, and you might need to see that a little bit more against Iowa. And then the other thing is they play good at home.
Mm-hmm.
They are really 5-1 at home. Yeah, they are really tough at home, and they've dominated you in this series for a long time. I mean, I think it's 81-0. Iowa's outscored you in the last five quarters of football.
Yikes.
So this is a really good team. I will say this, though. Them coming off a win against Minnesota, I kind of like.
Okay.
Because they're not irritated anymore. Now you got them riding high a little bit, and maybe you catch them coming back down to earth because the talent gap between Illinois and Iowa is much similar.
Okay.
It's not that far away. I think Illinois has done a great job with their improvements of getting closer to being on that Iowa level, and ultimately we'll find out on Saturday.
Epenesa, of course, an Illinois kid. He has 26 tackles this year, 7 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. What are you looking at, Derek? What do you think you're worried about most about Iowa?
I thought Derek was going to talk about how Epenesa on the basketball court for a second.
Well, I could. Yeah,
well, yeah,
I'm
good there too.
Epenesa was the direction I was going as well. I mean, he's a one man wrecking crew here in Champaign last year, but just their defense in general is super sound. They don't stand out in a ton of categories. Epenesa has 7 sacks. I don't know exactly where that is in the Big Ten, but they're 5th in the nation scoring defense. They somehow get you to kick field goals. That's what they did to Minnesota. And then at the other end of the other side of the ball, Nate Stanley, as Lovey said, seems like he's been there forever.
He has.
And he's super solid. And now that they've found Tyler Goodson in the running game, I mentioned in previous weeks that it just doesn't seem like they've ran the ball at the same level they have in the past. And knowing that Illinois just gave up, 250 on the ground against Michigan State, that scares you a little bit.
It totally does. I was looking down here at the receiving. You have to go 7 deep before you find a tight end.
Yeah.
And that is so un-Iowa. Right. Like, now they just had 2 tight ends go in the first round of the NFL draft, so you would think they would maybe take a little step back 1 year. But, you know, you've got that situation. And as mentioned about Nate Stanley on the year, 14 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's a pocket guy. And Isaac, he's been sacked 21 times. I think you have a feeling that you're going to be able to get to Nate Stanley a couple of times. And I think Iowa's fine with that because he would almost rather stay in that pocket until the last second to find his guy. He's a big kid. Do you think that knowing that Illinois could get some pressure on him, the turnover thing has just been ridiculously magnificent? I can't figure out how they do it every week. Illinois always comes up with 3 turnovers or whatever. Can they do this against Iowa?
I was talking with Martin O'Donnell about this today, and he thinks that, I mean, and he knows offensive line play. He thinks Iowa's offensive line's a bit overrated, and he thinks that their tackles have not been very good, which is why I think that Batiku's possibility of coming back this weekend could be really big.
Okay.
Now, granted, Batiku was not good against the run at times this year, but we know he can rush the passer, and we know that he's going to try really, really hard, and his brute strength could come into play. So I think you will be able to get after Stanley a little bit. I'm not sure if they can force turnovers because Iowa is just so good at not putting the ball on the turf. The thing is Illinois just has a knack for doing this. What they do. So I'm just going to go based off the 10 games I've seen and say, yeah, Illinois will do it because that's just how they do it. This is just the way they do things. This is their DNA. So I think if Illinois does force these turnovers, it's really this 4-game winning streak is all about the takeaways.
Yeah.
Without them, they don't win, right? Illinois is the 4-game takeaway and the 4-game winning streak in one sentence. Is Illinois is forcing takeaways and they're not turning the ball over.
How do you mentally get over the fact that last year, Derek, this team beat you 63-0? How do you mentally get over that to the fact where all of a sudden you tell yourself, oh yeah, we can go on the road against a team that beat us 63-0 last year. We can go on the road and win this game. How do you do that?
It's a different team. It's a different starting quarterback, different leading receiver, different players on defense that stepped up. And now that you've won games at Purdue and at Michigan State and you won 4 in a row and you beat Wisconsin at home, you feel like you can beat anybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the way you do it. You still got to play sound football. As I mentioned, you still got to have Brandon Peters step up yet again and make big throws. Iowa's great at home, as Isaac mentioned. Their last 30 games as a favorite at home, they're 25-5.
Yeah. Wow. So they cover. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. What did Lovie say today about Iowa?
He respected them as a program a lot. He says that this is just who they are. One interesting question somebody brought up, it was like, do you feel like these Iowa athletes are a little bit underrated at times just because they go to Iowa and you can automatically think they don't have athletes? And he said, no, they're a top 20 program. They're always in the top 20. If anything, we're underrated because everybody's kind of down on Illinois always and doesn't understand the type of athletes that they have. So they are using 63-0 as a bullet point. Okay. I mean, they would be stupid not to. And Dale Harding said that that was an embarrassing game. They felt super embarrassed that they sent out seniors like Nick Allegretti and Mikey Dudek in their right. final home games with 63-0. So I think that you're going to see a team come out and try to punch Iowa in the mouth. And they're playing with more confidence than they've ever played. I mean, when's the last time Illinois football's had this much confidence?
No.
2011?
Long time.
2014? Like, that's a 5 or 6 year span here. So I think that Illinois will showcase that they can be in this game. It just feels weird. Like, Illinois is going to be in the game in the fourth quarter yet again.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They got some magic right now. And yeah. It won't shock me at all if they go win that game. Now, I was a double-digit favorite for a reason, and Illinois is embracing that, too.
Sure.
Because they were double-digit favorites or underdogs against Wisconsin, double-digit against Michigan State, double-digit against Purdue. So they're embracing that, but they're going to be in this game in the fourth quarter. It just comes down, can they make that one big play yet again?
Lonnie made a great point about turnovers, and Iowa is tied with Ohio State for fewest in the Big Ten with nine. Wow. Nine all season.
Okay.
Obviously, Illinois is taking the ball away 26 times.
That's incredible.
So what's going to give there?
Right.
And you just come off a game where Lewerke allowed you to get back into it because he threw interceptions. If Nate Stanley doesn't do that, can you make enough plays defensively to win this game?
That'll be key. And I keep saying, I mean, each week I keep thinking to myself, you know, is it mirrors, you know? I mean, they're smoke and mirrors, as they say, right?
Just a lucky little stretch.
Yeah, but, man, when you've done this for 10 weeks – it's not.
Your turnover
you're doing
margin
something
is plus
right.
14. Plus 14. That's just absurd. Now, get one thing here. Iowa takes the ball away a little bit, too. They have 13 takeaways so far this year. So that is sixth in the Big Ten, which is an upper echelon mark in the country. So
absolutely.
Illinois will also have to take care of the football well. But, you talk about it. That 13 takeaways in 10 games is a good number. Yeah. And Illinois has double that of Iowa. Double. That's
that
just absurd.
Amazing. Are you worried, Derek? This is Big Ten. This is big boy football now. You know, you're going into Iowa. I know Michigan State. That's still a program that is kind of, you know, I'm not making excuses for Illinois victories. I'm not. But this is an Iowa team that they've done well against you. They feel like they're going to beat you. It's big boy football.
Mm-hmm.
Can Illinois play big boy football Saturday?
There's still going to be that fear creeping in the back of your head, right? And I was a different team than Michigan State. Michigan State looks like a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't look like a mess in the first half, though. Illinois looked like the mess.
That's true.
Well,
that's
absolutely.
True.
But as you mentioned there, Iowa, so sound, so good at home, and you're just waiting for a little bit of a humbling experience for Illinois. It's been riding so high, and things don't go this right for Illinois football. Obviously, in that locker room, I don't think they'll be expecting that.
I agree.
It's more of on the fan side. I don't know. I look at the spread and I'm like, that's still too big.
It feels like it, doesn't it?
It does. I will say this, though. You're playing with house money.
Yeah,
I agree. Illinois, I mean, if you looked at this at the beginning of the season, you could argue that Iowa was the game that everybody automatically chalked up as an easy L. Easy L. Remember when you get the schedule right at the beginning, you go win.
I had a few that I had easy L's on.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, Michigan,
and Iowa.
Yeah,
those were the three. And you could say after 63-0 last year, easy L.
Yep.
Now you're playing with house money.
Yeah.
Now you're not 5-5 and being like, man, is this going to come down to Northwestern? Now you're 6-4. Now you can breathe. Now you can relax. And now you can open the playbook up and go, hey, let's go win a game. Let's go upset another team and keep this hot streak going. And if you lose, well, you're 6-5. Go back home against a Northwestern team that's a flaming hot pile of garbage
right.
and destroyed.
Right. No, I agree. Would this win, if you get it against Iowa, be bigger than the Wisconsin win at home? Or is the Wisconsin win still number one because it got you going?
It got you going. I mean, without that Wisconsin game, nothing. We're not having this conversation, right? I mean, that's a number six team in the country who is undefeated. Iowa's not quite playing for as much as Wisconsin was at that point. So that Wisconsin win is huge. But I love you even said it today. If Illinois beats Iowa, it would be the first time since 2001 that they've won three straight Big Ten road games.
Mm. That's crazy. How about the rest of the Big Ten real quick? Let's talk about Minnesota finally loses a game, a tough hard-fought game at Iowa. Ohio State just keeps rolling, but of course they had Rutgers. So
Rutgers played their best football of their entire, like the history of Rutgers football. They played that, and they were down like 49-14 at one point.
And Indiana looked pretty good, right? I mean, they looked pretty good. They didn't get the victory, but Indiana looked solid in their performance on Saturday.
Wisconsin rolled Nebraska too on the ground.
Jonathan
Taylor passed. Who did he pass now to become like Herschel Walker or something? Now he's like third all time in career rushing. That's just absurd.
Do we know what Illinois needs to do to still win the West?
Yes, hold on. Give me like 10 seconds.
I'll give you the easy one. Illinois has to win their final two games.
That is
and
exactly
And I think Minnesota
right.
can win again.
Okay.
They'll have to lose to Northwestern
and Wisconsin. And they play Northwestern at home, so that's probably a moot point, right?
I got it right here. So Illinois wins their final two. You're right. Minnesota loses their final two. Wisconsin has to lose to Purdue and beat Minnesota.
Okay.
I'm simple and done.
Boom.
That's it.
I mean, I can see that happening, and Illinois is the Big Ten West champions and playing in Indianapolis against Ohio State.
Who cares if you lose that game by 31?
Right, exactly. What would it do bowl-wise, you think, if Illinois could get this one and get to 8?
Yeah, now you're
not assuming you're going to beat Northwestern, but let's say you do. What could it do bowl-wise? Is that the Gator Bowl then?
Yeah, you're looking at the Outback Bowl, too, down in Florida at Jacksonville. So that could put you in a really big situation here. And Iowa has gone to the Outback Bowl the last couple of years, and they have a in their contract they can't go back there.
Right.
So now you got an opportunity. And look, who knows? What if you win the next couple games, but Minnesota continues to run the table, and they find a way to beat Ohio State in the championship, and then the committee goes, well, shoot, Ohio State's really good. We got to put them in the Final Four. And Minnesota goes in the Final Four. That means that everybody shifts up another bowl game. So if you get to 8 and a couple Big Ten teams are in that Final Four, now you're going, wait, could Illinois be in like the really big bowl,
right.
Like a really, really big one?
Yeah.
So it's fun to have these conversations. It's really fun to have these conversations. I'm not expecting it. I still, at the end of the day, think that Illinois is going to be in New York or they're going to be in California.
Okay.
Those are the one
red box
at the red box or the pinstripe.
That makes sense.
I'm aiming for the red box.
Let's do the red box.
Okay. I saw today, I think, a pinstripe against North Carolina in one and the red box against California, I think.
Yeah.
In another one. So.
That's cool. I'm good with
California. Yeah, I'd be fine with that. I don't want to play North Carolina.
And Music City might still pull through. We'll see.
I'm fine with that. Really fine with that. Although I just lost all my money. I didn't lose it. I left it in Nashville. I'd like to go back.
You burned it a little bit.
I'm going to give Isaac the last word here because we're going to talk all hour next hour about Illinois basketball. Give you a quick little, give me a minute on Illinois basketball. We start back up. It was almost as though you played those first three games and then it's like, wait, we haven't played ball here in a while. Now you've got four winnable games coming up. What are you looking for on that?
Yeah, tonight I think is a big night because Hawaii is decent and I think they can do some things against you offensively that could give you some problems. They can shoot the three really well. They have a couple dudes that could really score it. So I think the defense should be something we focus on. But for me, it feels like I'm all focused on this offense and really getting it clicking for full 40 minutes. And I'd love to see Georgie get going tonight. And
Amen.
I really would like to see Io and Trent start to get going a little bit more tonight. So I think the off time is good and important for this team after a tough little stretch. And I'm happy that Brad Underwood schedules road games. I think that's important. But Illinois really needs to get going here. And I think you have a chance where you can win a few games, get some confidence back. I'd like to see if Tevian Jones can get back in this rotation because Lord knows the bench needs it. And if you can continue to get this confidence and can start seeing this team meld a little bit, now you're in position where you play Maryland and Michigan as your first two Big Ten games, and those games aren't that far away.
No, they're not.
You got to get right here. Illinois is not right, and I think they got an opportunity to get right and showcase that if they want to be a really good Big Ten team and really like solid NCAA tournament team, they got to take care of business, get right, and go into those two Big Ten games and get it done.
Isaac Trotter, thank you, sir.
No problem.
Good
anytime.
Stuff. Derek Piper, next hour we'll talk Illinois Hawaii. Get you ready for tonight's game at 7. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.